Shania Anderson is a second grader at Whittier Elementary School in Washington. She's a little behind in math and reading.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Shania.
I enjoy math.
She gets one-on-one tutoring twice a week from 62-year-old volunteer Shirley Mickle.
I really love it. It gives me an opportunity to give back. It's my way of giving back, and also it helps me to stay alert and stay involved with children. I love children. I love to see them learn.
Mickle retired from the federal government as an employment discrimination investigator. Gloria Pendleton worked for the U.S. Navy as a computer systems programmer. She also tutors students at Whittier.
I feel much better. I feel that I'm learning, so I'm constantly trying to learn along with the children.
Mickle and Pendleton are members of Experience Corps, a national program that engages people over 55 in helping students of low-income families. Experience Corps' 2,000 volunteers tutor and mentor elementary students in 23 cities across the country. Kathleen Kay has participated in the program for 3.5 years.
What I've seen are a lot of kids really take off because they do have the one-on-one attention, and then they're up to grade level, if not beyond, as a result of having been in the program.
Kay says she feels that she gets back more than she gives. Irving Wilson echoes Kay's feeling. He has been in the program for 7 years.
I get a lot of benefits from being in this program, by keeping my mind active and coming to school 3 times a week and walking up and down the steps, you know, that keeps me physically able.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Recent research at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, indicates that volunteers do benefit from their efforts. Michelle Carlson is the Associate Director of the Center on Aging and Health at Johns Hopkins.
By volunteering through this particular program, Experience Corps, what we may be showing preliminarily is that volunteering and exercising your brain to help problem solve and help children read may actually be improving areas of the brain, such as the frontal lobes, and by improving these parts of the brain, we may be reducing the risk for dementia, such as the most common form of dementia being Alzheimer's disease.
Carlson says that older adults are growing in numbers around the world, and there are mutual benefits to pairing them with children who need help.
The beauty of it is that we're not asking you to take a pill. We're asking you to get back, you know, to engage with other people in need, so that they, at the same time that you're helping others, you're helping yourself.
The volunteers say they feel rewarded by looking at children and seeing them grow, and enjoy being able to contribute and being part of the community. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.